and welcome to this podcast. I'm Laura Stepanek, editor of SDM Magazine. Today we're talking with Michael Klubnik, director of strategic relationships at Security Lock Distributors in Westwood, Massachusetts. We're discussing trends in security distribution, as well as a glimpse into some of the ways they are helping their customers be more competitive in emerging technology disciplines. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Laura. Thank you for having me.
So, Michael, what proactive measures is Security Lock Distributors taking to help its customers compete effectively in the rapidly expanding world of network-based products and services?
Well, Laura, the first thing that we're doing, and probably the most important thing, is we're not competing with our customers. Security Lock Distributors sells wholesale only, and unlike other distributors, we're never out competing for our customer's customer. And sometimes that's sort of lost in the shuffle. We have a strict policy against that, and we sell wholesale only. So that's the first thing that we do to help our customers is by not competing with them. But relative to the security industry, we've seen a substantial migration to selling door hardware and more interest from security integrators in taking hardware on as the complete part of a security solution. In the past, many systems integrators were sort of afraid of the door hardware, and they would bring all of their wires to the door and then have another company, a locksmith or an outside contractor, source the hardware or put the hardware on the doors. You know, this can lead to lost jobs, excessive costs for the hardware, coordination issues with, you know, other vendors and more, and also lead to lost profit opportunity. So what we've been doing is really bringing solutions to the systems integrators to help them sell the door hardware as part of a complete package. But door hardware is a very difficult category, and it's a complex category. In fact, Security Lock Distributors has over 2.5 million unique SKUs in our database, and there are many issues that have to be thought about when putting electrified door hardware on doors. Issues of form, feature, function, finish, style, voltage, code compatibility are all critical to making the decision of the right hardware to put on the door. And so what we do is we provide 20 full-time technical service representatives who are on the phones. These are not salespeople. These are people who have field experience in the products for our customers to meet our customers to be able to leverage in their pre-sales quoting and specifying our jobs of jobs. So our goal really is to assist our customers in making sure that they can get it right and they can get it quickly.
Thank you. So, Michael, what new manufacturers or product lines has Security Lock Distributors taken on recently?
Well, about 2 years ago, we made a substantial commitment to the remaining US Abloy lines that we did not stock, and we are now a full line stocking distributor. So the lines that we've added recently are the Sargent, the Corbin, Ruswin, and the Yale lines. That now brings us to over 85 manufacturers that Security Lock Distributors both stocks and represents. And we really are recognized as the largest stocking distributor in the country of both the ASSA ABLOY and the Ingersoll Rand lines, which include Schlage and Von Duprin and LCN. We make commitments to manufacturers both broad and wide. When we make a commitment to a manufacturer's line, we stock the entirety of the line so that we're known as having the expertise and deep knowledge of the electromechanical product lines, but also for having the entirety of the line in stock and JIT.
Okay, thank you. And because you do specialize in electromechanical door hardware, what should the security integrator be looking for when thinking about door hardware and how he can best procure that product?
I think the first and most important criteria is knowledge. And as I mentioned before, there are so many issues that are relevant to specifying and installing door hardware that you need to be sure that you're working with people who know what it is that they're selling and what's going on to doors, so that you don't end up in situations where you have incompatible door hardware and looking to bring solutions to those customers is important today. Not waiting for the customers to ask, but actually taking product and bringing it into applications. Just simple things like push button lock sets that can be put on computer room doors and closets and things of that nature that help restrict unabated access to certain areas. It really is a systems integrator's job to bring those solutions out, and we as a distributor try very hard to bring relevant and contextual information to our systems integrator clients so that they can then flow that information down to their customers.
Can you tell us about any new programs or services that you expect to roll out in the coming months?
Sure. We actually have two programs that I want to just talk about. The first is our preferred partner program, which provides systems integrators the ability to first get prioritized call routing, especially for those that are multi-branch integrators, so that we put all of their phone numbers into our IP-based phone system so that we recognize their call coming in and then distribute that call to a team of people who know who they are. And that preferred partner program rolls all the way through the life cycle of that purchase, all the way to the point of being able to put their our client's brand on boxes when they go out, so that if a client is drop shipping a product to a customer's location, it looks as if it came right out of their own warehouse with their logo and information on the box itself. The second program really leads to our web presence, and SecurityLock Distributors has built and runs the most frequented online portal according to Alexa rankings. We really have established ourselves as a leader in technology solutions, and we have over 14,000 unique people logging in every month to use our website. But we don't rest on these laurels, and in fact are expanding our web initiative and expect in early Q1 2012 to be launching additional content and information on the website to enable our customers to be able to come in. And we service a lot of different industries, so we service everything from locksmiths to glass integrators to security integrators. But what we're trying to do is distill and filter this information out so that it's contextual to what their needs are, and to give them an opportunity to come to our portal and capture that information, as well as to be able to conduct commerce activities. But our website is really moving beyond just your typical catalog to be much more of a resource portal, and we want to be looked at as not just a source for door hardware, but a resource for security information.
Michael, in terms of what you're hearing from your customers, how are security dealers and integrators faring in 2011, and what are their expectations for sales in 2012?
If 2011 was really a very solid year for the systems integrators from our perspective, as I said before, relative to other industry verticals, they have remained very solid. And I think a lot of that is because security in the mind of certainly the private sector has migrated from being a nice-to-have product to a need-to-have expenditure. And so I think that the systems integrator market has not had as much of a tail off. And in speaking to especially some of our larger customers, they seem very confident going into 2012 that it's going to be a good year.
Great. Well, that's good to hear. Well, thank you very much for your time today, Michael.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I really appreciate your asking us to participate.
And thanks to our listeners for tuning into this podcast.